Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I'm going to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
This is a story about a young lady who grew up with a heart filled with the passion for acting and storytelling. But then on one day, the ominous, distracted name Practicality got in the way of her dreams and aspirations, and she fell victim to a practical life. From time to time, her passions would call, but she never answered. She worked several jobs and received a college degree en route to a practical life that everyone recommended for her. Year after year, she worked and worked and worked. Then on one sunny day in Southern California, she received a familiar phone call. For many years, she ignored this call, but this time, she answered. It was her passion. So this young lady and her passions got together and spoke for hours, and they eventually kicked Practicality's Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the star of this story, Tamara Paige McClure. Tamara, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Motown. How are you?
I am doing so fine. I'm so excited to have you on the show. Finally, I have you on the show. It's been a long time coming, it feels like, you know?
I know. It has. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, indeed. And you do have a story to tell. And that's what's going to make it so great. Before we get to your story, well, everything is a part of your story. I want to talk about what's happening right now because you are sizzling hot. My headset is, like, burning because you're on the line. You got, like, you're producing a web series. You're acting in it. You're a part of plays. What is going on? How do I get a part of this heat? Tell me, please.
Well, you just have to decide to go for it, and I finally did. So my web series that I'm producing as well as acting in is called Cute Kitten Company, and it's not on the web yet, but look for it in 2012 to come out right at 2012, but we're in the production phase right now. Yeah, it's an ensemble cast that I got together and from a play that I did. we're all cast members of a play together. So now we are doing a web series, and I am acting in it, producing it, and it's so much fun, and it's amazing and wonderful. I can't wait till it comes out.
Before you move on, so this is Cute Kitten Company. That's the name of the show?
Yeah, it's called, Cute Kitten Company.
So I'm assuming you have, like, animal actors in the show.
Yes, my cat. My cat is an actor. She's actually the reason for the name of the show. Like, it's named after her. She does a wonderful job. She's amazing in it.
That sounds exciting. This cat seems, like, big time.
She's
amazing. Wow. So, like, can you tell me a little bit about the roles of the cat? What's the cat doing? I mean,
sure.
Is it a love story between one cat and another cat?
No, it's not a cat love story. No. She's not in every. I mean, she will be in the introduction and, you know, like the promo for the story. But she's not actually one of the ensemble actors, no. But she is the explanation for the name of the show. So she comes in, like in the second episode, she comes into my character's apartment and my partner in crime, if you will. We're starting a theater company, like that. That's the premise of the show. Mm-hmm. And so my, like I said, partner in crime, if you will, that's starting this theater company with me. We're sitting in my character Sarah's apartment, and I'm trying to think of a name for our theater company. And my cat walks in the room, and my partner in crime says, you know, I have it. I know the perfect name. And he's not known for coming up with great names. I don't want to give the whole show away at once, but he's not very, he doesn't come up with names very well, and that's part of the joke. And so I'm like, no. And he says, no, I have it. And my cat meows. My cat walks in the room and meows, and he says, Cute Kitten Company. And so I'm like, what? That is the silliest name I've ever heard. And he says, no, because it'll get a ton of hits on YouTube. So
that, you know what? That is so true. That is so true. You know, but the cats are like stars of YouTube. And you got a cat acting. You see, those cats, they're just like, you know, they just, somebody put a camera in for them. But you got a cat. Like part of a web series. So this is a sophisticated cat you got here. I wouldn't be surprised if your cat has an agent. So
I wouldn't be either.
Oh, man, keep me posted with that project. I'm excited about it, and I want to meet your cat one of these days.
Okay, well, you can definitely meet Kitty.
Kitty. And what's Kitty's full name?
Kitty's full name is Kitty Carlisle.
Kitty Carlisle. You see, with a name like that, yeah, that sounds like an expensive cat. That cat's got an agent, manager, got his own condo, and
right.
everything.
She does. Actually, my mom said I needed to get her own trailer.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Look, the cat's like, look, I like Frisky. I don't like the generic stuff.
It's true. She's very much like that. She has her own special treats that she loves. So.
Oh, man, that's so wonderful. So what's up with all these other plays that you're a part of also?
Okay, well, right now I'm doing a play in Long Beach at the Brubian Theater in Long Beach. It's called Reservoir Bitches. Mm-hmm. And it is it's based on Reservoir Dogs, the film by Quentin Tarantino. So it's that premise with an all-female cast. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really fun. It's an adaptation, and it's just very fun. It's an all-female cast, and the thing that's different about the play than the movie is in the movie they don't actually show the heist. I've never actually seen the movie, but I've heard that. They don't actually show the heist. They kind of show the end and what happens and all of that. But in our play, the director, Michael O'Garrow, put in a heist. So when you go see the show, it's very moving, so I've heard from people that have come to see the play. It's very moving that you actually get to see the heist, and because we're running around on stage and running through the audience, and it's almost interactive, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
It's very cool, and it's fun. It's a great cast. It's very fun to be a part of. We have four more shows. It runs on Saturday nights through December 17th at the Brubian Theater in Long Beach. But we run through December 17th with the exception of Thanksgiving weekend. So it's a great show. It's very fun. And like I said, it's very fun to be around these ladies and to be a part of such an exciting show. And come on, women doing Tarantino, you can't really go wrong with that, right?
Can't go wrong with that. You can't go wrong with that. I had the honor of actually seeing you live at one of your plays at the Peruvian Theater off of La Brea between Hollywood Boulevard and Sunset, and it was awesome. And you haven't stopped. I mean, you did that play, and I think you did another. Now you're doing another play. You're on this run of just constantly doing plays. And I was a part of a play myself in the same theater, and it was very, very impactful. I thought it was – I didn't know what to expect from it, but I thought it was a great experience for my career. But I think a lot of actors tend to take plays for granted or theater work for granted. But you are right in the midst of that, and you're benefiting from it. I mean, how has plays and theater been beneficial to your career, and how would you recommend it to others?
Well – let me just say, I totally agree with you. I think that actors do take it for granted, and I was one of those people before a year ago. I think when actors come to L.A., we tend to think, oh, we want to be in TV and film, and then we're kind of like, you know, because we have this notion that, you know, you go to New York for theater and you come to L.A. for TV and film, but... You know, I was encouraged by my husband, who was just my boyfriend at the time, to try out some theater here in L.A., and it was a great suggestion, and I'm very glad that I took him up on it, because I have learned so much. I mean, sort of when you get involved in the play, I believe it's sort of an acting class on its own, you know, and you're benefiting from the direction of the director, who in my case has been the writer also, but you I guess learn to work with an ensemble, and you are putting your acting class to work, so to speak, and live theater. I mean, you don't have the benefit of takes. You can't cut and do over.
Mm-hmm.
So you're sort of put on the spot, and so you have to use your improv skills. You have to work with different personalities, different people, and you have the benefit of working with these people, you know, every day. My rehearsals for, you know, the majority of these plays has been every day of the week, like Monday through Friday. So you're with these people for 2 hours a day. You get to know each other. And you learn a lot, like I said, about the craft of acting, and you learn a lot about yourself, especially if you pay attention. I mean, I suppose you couldn't learn if you don't pay attention, but I happen to pay attention, and you benefit a lot. So, and I've benefited from plays specifically because when I was in Seven Deadly Sins at the Berubian Theater in Hollywood, one of my cast members there wrote a feature film, and he, after the play was over, like, he texted me a few months ago and was just like, hey, I wrote this film. I'm actually producing it now. If you want to audition, you know, that'd be cool. The auditions are, you know, tomorrow. Or 2 days, he sent me the script. I read it, and there was only, you know, one part that was, you know, right for me. But I went and auditioned for it, and I got it.
Nice.
And I auditioned for the director, and you know, I got the part. And that it's in its second phase of editing right now.
Nice.
It's called Fifth Street. So, but it's an amazing film. So when it comes out, like, I'm super excited because it's just awesome. It's a great film. But I mean, I never would have had that opportunity had I not done that play. So,
exactly.
You know, you never know who you're going to meet besides, you know, learning about yourself and learning your craft and, you know, getting to practice and hone your craft. Like I said, you also never know who you're going to meet. So it's, you know, for friend purposes and, you know, business purposes, networking purposes, it's fantastic. So I'm a big supporter and a big fan of theater.
Yep.
Definitely.
Okay, take it from Tamara. Join a theater. You never know what's going to happen. Join a theater play.
Right. Yeah.
So you got so many great things going on right now in your career. So many great things. Things are really moving along. It's an exciting period. But not too long ago, you were actually putting things on hold when you actually gave up on your career. How did this transition happen? And talk about that period when you just gave up.
Okay, I guess to the outsider you would say that I gave up. I think maybe, I don't know, most of my head and heart gave up. Well, my head did give up. Most of my heart did. But I think always there's been a little place in my heart that, like, no, I'm not giving up. Just like I've always been a really good girl but had this little rebellious streak. So there's that little part in my heart that's always like, no, you're not giving up. But no, I've always had this passion for acting, yet I've always taken the practical route or tried to take the practical route, like you said in the introduction. And sort of, I don't know, when life gets hard or got hard, I just sort of, you know, buckled down and, I don't know, did the practical thing. Although I don't know that I did that very well because I wasn't totally into that either. So... But I guess the thing that got me into it really was meeting my husband. He's very supportive, and he's always been the kind of person that goes for what he wants out of life. So he's very inspirational. And I guess we got to a point about a year and a half ago where we moved, mm-hmm. and. It was sort of like, okay, buckle down and do this or you're not ever going to do it. And it actually was the best thing for me and my career because I still probably would be giving up on it and still not doing anything else well because that's where my heart really lies. Mm-hmm. So in doing that, I decided to just go for it and put my energies into it. And, wow, look what's happened. 5 plays in a year, you know, 2 short films, feature film, and producing and acting in my own web series. So, I mean, I'm a testament, I guess, to what happens when you really put your mind to something and you really put your heart and soul into it.
Yes. And not only are you a testament to what happens when you put your heart and soul into things, you have embraced the new actor of the 21st century, of this generation, because the actor yesterday is an actor that solely relied on just being talented. But the actor today is an actor who produces their own work, they write their own work, create their own work, they publish it on YouTube. That's all you. You embody all that, correct?
Yes, that's true. That's very true. I think it's amazing that we have these opportunities today. Because, I mean, we didn't have those opportunities a few years ago, and, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And as you know, it's very hard to get in to see a casting director and agent, especially mm-hmm. if you haven't done anything. Well, now you can do something and produce it, and now you have something to show people. So, and that's kind of what I'm working on right now. Like, I'm actually able to put a reel together from projects that I'm working on myself. And you learn so much producing things yourself. I mean, I can't even tell you how much I've learned in the past 2 weeks. And it's amazing. And it's great. I mean, and you can put out whatever you want, whatever you're interested in, you know. I mean, the internet's amazing that way. I wrote a short film. It's not produced yet because it's a little science fiction-esque, and I need to figure out how to do the special effects, but it's cool, and I'm actually really excited to do it. So I think you know, technology these days is a godsend for actors, really.
Yes. And I got to be honest with you. I mean, you're on the show today because you're so talented, and so many great things are happening. You're an inspiration to the audience. But I'll put you on the show because I know you're producing, and maybe you can throw a brother in one of your stuff. You know what I mean? I'm just going to put that out there. You know, cash me. Hello, my hands is up. Holla. You got the power. How does it feel to have that power to say, you know, I like you. I want you to be a part of my project. Does that feel good?
It feels awesome. And, you know, I have to say that's sort of been one of my goals. I mean, now that you say that, like, I've always been a firm believer in helping people, and I've always loved helping people, and I always, you know, if I meet somebody very talented, I'm like, oh, I wish I could help that person. Like, if I was in charge, I would get them a job. If I was in charge, you know, I have a really good friend that's a wonderful musician. I'm always like, if I ever get to be in a position of power, I'm going to help him out. So, and when I started, you know, we started producing the show, one of our one of the actors that is also one of the writers, my two writers that are also actors came up with the premise and the way it's written so that we can keep producing even if some of our talent, you know, are off doing projects or they are sick, we don't have to stop production. So that gives the opportunity for, you know, many actors to come on our show, and we get to give other actors opportunities, you know, to do projects. And so that feels great that I'm able to help my friends out, you know, and we all get, you know, the benefit of getting experience. Yep. I mean, I think it's amazing, and I think that's one of the best parts about it. Like, if I could put every single one of my friends to work, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yep. So, friends, you're going to have to wait because she's casting me next. Right? Everybody wait. You know, I know there's room for a 6-foot-tall black guy with a high-top fade. You can throw me in the
cup. Of course.
You know, Hollywood likes to give me a hard time because it's not every day they make movies that reflect the 80s, early 90s. But hey, you know, artistic point of view.
Exactly. And you know what? I mean, who doesn't get that? Who is not happy when they watch an 80s movie, right? It just makes you happy.
Exactly.
So.
That's why you're going to cast the 80s film right now and put me as the star lead. That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
That's why I got you on this show. I'm so excited.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I could imagine you have an awesome support system from your family and friends. Do you?
I do. My support system is amazing. My family and friends are awesome. From my mom, who has always been my biggest fan. She's amazing. I mean, my mom kept me alive out here many times. My mom is awesome. My brother, who lives in Seattle now, is amazing. Like, we just have a really close family, you know? I mean, it's just, and it's great. And, you know, when we, you know, growing up, like, we always had, you know, dinner or lunch together on Sundays. And, you know, and then, you know, and that just sort of was always in my mind. I just thought everyone did that, you know, and I was sort of scared to move away when I did, because I'm like, oh, I'm not going to be with my family, but I still have to do my own thing. Well, then you meet all these people that they haven't seen their brother in 10 years, you know, and they don't talk to their dad, they don't talk to their mom, they haven't, you know, and I just, that has always baffled me, because I can't imagine not talking to my brother in 10 years, you know what I mean, just because we're so close, even though he's almost 9 years younger than me, we are very, very close, and he's a huge inspiration to me. So I can't imagine not talking to my siblings like that. And then my friends, like, I have one of my best friends from high school. We've been friends since eighth grade. She is amazing. You know, we're still friends. We still talk. And it's cool because we won't talk for months, just, you know, because we have lives. I mean, she has two kids and we're in different time zones. So, you know, and she's a little kid, so it's difficult. But when we do, we just pick up like we you know, we talked yesterday, and that's great. And so she's very supportive. My best friend in Dallas, another one of my best friends, Gabby, she, you know, sometimes we don't talk for a while. Again, we're in different time zones, but we're still very close, and she's very supportive. My husband is amazing. He's really kind of the whole reason for Cute Kitten Company, you know. I mean, he is. So it's, I honestly couldn't do it. I couldn't do this without my friends and family. So it's great that they're there.
So because I can imagine, because you went through a period of time when you were back and forth within your career, gave up on it, but not fully convicted to it. So was there a time where maybe they weren't, like, when you finally put everything into it, was there a period of time where they're like, yeah, I'm not sure, you know, if they believe you yet, or did they believe you all the way?
That's a good question. I think they did believe me all the way. For some reason, I don't know, my friends and family know me very, very well. And even though that I feel like sometimes I'm hard to read, I don't think other people think I am. I think other people can kind of see what's going on in Tamara's head and what Tamara's doing. So I think that when I felt like when I moved to L.A. from Dallas, you know, I had said, I lived in Dallas for 5 years, and I'd said every year, I'm moving to L.A., I'm moving to L.A., and, you know, my mom and brother were like, yeah, whatever. When I finally did, my brother was like, do you think Tam's going to actually move? Talking to my mom, she's like, yeah, she hasn't said she hasn't, so I'm pretty sure she is. So it seems like when I finally really do decide to do something, mm-hmm. I think other people know. Like my friend Angie, you know, my oldest friend from high school, she would send me these journals, you know, go for your dreams, keep reaching for the stars. And I think sort of that's kept me going too. So, and now that things are happening, you know, they're like, oh, see, I told you, you know, things would happen. You know, you've always gone for your dreams. You've always gone for, even when I haven't thought that I have, everyone else still believed in me. So I think that that makes me believe in myself more, if that makes sense.
Absolutely, absolutely. So do you have a plan for yourself where you would like to be in the next few years? Have you thought that far into your career?
Yeah, I mean, more so, I think, than I used to. I would definitely like to, you know, I would like to have a TV show. I would like to, and if it was Cute Kitten Company, that would be fantastic.
All right. Well, your kitten is ready.
But, yeah, I would like to have my own TV show. I mean, I think TV hours are fantastic. They're perfect for my life. I still can have a life. And yeah, I would like to do that. I would like to, after being on a set, I have to say that in doing, in producing and being a part of Cute Kitten Company, I've learned so much just in those 2 days of filming, because I had only been on a film set a couple of times, and only one time, like a professional one, you know. Fifth Street was very professional, but so I didn't really know, you know, I didn't know all of the terms, like a point of view shot. I didn't understand that. And now I do. And since I was a part of that, I'm like, wow, I could do this every single day. I can totally see myself doing this every single day. And that's what I want to do every single day. So I want to be on a TV show. That's where I see myself in the next few years, for sure.
Oh, I'm getting a energy from the heavens. I'm getting a vision.
Yeah.
I'm getting a vision.
Okay.
It's a premonition of the future. Are you ready for your future?
Yes. I'm ready for my future.
Okay. I see in your future Cute Kitten Theater. Yes, I see it. A Cute Kitten Theater will play or produced and productive. And in production every day of the week. I see. Cute Kitten Theater. I don't know. I'm just telling you what I see.
Okay. Well, we might, if that happens, we might have to get a little better of an animal trainer. I don't know if Kitty Carlisle will be on stage every day.
No, it's a theater that you're going to own. And, you're going to own a theater. And you're naming it after your cat. And the cat's just going to make appearances from time to time. The cat, you know, cat's going to be too busy. Yeah, the cat's going to be too busy, you know, traveling.
Right.
You know, it's going to be traveling.
Theater, I love it. Well, I love it. And then we can do different projects. That's
exactly,
perfect.
Exactly.
Perfect.
I'm telling you. I'm just telling you what I see. I'm just telling you what I see. You know, and the cat has to sign off on each project, you know. The cat makes the last decision, but you run the theater.
Okay, well, I think she'll be good with that. As long as we give her treats, she'll be fantastic.
Exactly. Oh, man. So we're running out of time. We got to go in a moment. So I'm going to give you this opportunity to just say what's on your mind. Let everybody know, all your fans know how serious you are about your career and great things ahead, of course. You know,
Okay.
Thank people.
Okay, well, I would like to say, I would like to say, I think, first of all, thank you to everybody in my life. And, you know, from my mom and my dad in Japan, to my brother, to my friends and family. But right now, also to, I'll just say everybody, Dave, Beaudry, John King, Elena Schuber, Alex Brown, Kevin Samagunden, they're all the cast members of Cute Kit Company, and Ryan Moriarty, sorry, Ryan. They're all the cast members, huh? I did say Alex. They are all the cast members of Cute Kit and Company, and Dave and John are the writers, the amazing writers. Jesse Escobar is directing it, and I just want to say thank you to them for giving me such a great experience. They're all very experienced actors and so professional, they're all treating it like a professional production, so I just want to say thank you to them, because without them, this wouldn't be possible, and I'm just really, really amazed and happy with the product. But I just want people to know that I am serious about my acting career, and I guess sort of also in saying that, it makes me, believe it a little bit more and believe in myself a little bit more. I guess when you put things out there, when you put things out there, they happen. So just, you know, reiterating that this is happening, and as long as I keep going for it, keep auditioning, keep trying, keep producing, keep writing, you know, I can have this career. You know, it is possible. It's not just it's not something far-fetched. It's an attainable goal as long as I keep working for it.
Exactly. An obtainable goal as long as you keep working for it and focus on it the way you have been doing. Indeed, Tamara, I want to thank you because, you have been consistent in supporting me. And then just by taking the time out to just leave comments on my blog is fuel to me and my quest. And that means a lot. People leave comments, which is cool. But do people always come back and leave a comment? No. You have come back. And that, every time I see your name and a comment, whether it be a few words or a paragraph, it's fuel to me. It's a gift to me. So thank you. You're a great person. And I want to support you in all that you do. So I can't wait to starring in your 80s theme of short film that you're going to cast me in.
Right. Okay. You got it.
All right. So I won't hold you up any longer, but I do have one more question. Can you handle one more question?
I can. I think so.
All right. Tamara, please tell me, from your heart, who is the future of late night television?
Are you kidding me? Motown Maurice.
All right.
That's right. Motown Maurice.
That's what I'm talking about. Tamara Paige McClure, thank you so much once again for being on the show. You are awesome. Great things to you ahead. Your company, your family, your cast members, and of course, your cat. What's your cat name again? Kitten?
Kitty Carlisle.
Kitty Carlisle. Make sure you get Kitty Carlisle a treat and send some lists from me, okay?
I will.
All right, Tamara. Thank you again. Until next time.
Okay. Thank you, Motown.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Tamara Paige McClure, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you check out her bio on the right of the page. Make sure you check out her project. She is doing big things. She is no longer leaving her career on the sideline. She is taking it, holding it, and focusing in on it and making things happen. Great things to you, Tamara. Thank you for all your support. Blessings to you and your family and Kitty Carlisle. This is Motown Maurice holding it down. Make sure you check out me on my blog, The Quest of a Late Night Talk Show Host, MotownMaurice.com, where you can check me out and all of my adventures. And I do say adventures because every day is so different from the last. Once again, this is MotownMaurice.com. Thank you. Until next time.